This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for spending a little bit of your time with me today and my records. And today, our countdown is also our feature. We have gone back to the opening week of June in 1944. And we resume our climb up the chart this weekend with record number 5. It's from the David Rose Orchestra, Holiday for Strings. The fifth most popular record this weekend in 1944, David Rose and his orchestra and Holiday for Strings. Rose, born in London, raised in Chicago, turned 34 this week in 1944. Holiday for Strings was a million seller and it was moving down the chart after spending 3 weeks at number 2. We're looking back 82 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, and coming up this week would be one of the most memorable days of the 20th century, Operation Overlord, or D-Day. Allied forces began their assault on Western Europe. It was early Tuesday morning of this week, June 6th. When the news broke, it was still late Monday night in America. Being a weeknight, many had already gone to bed, especially on the East Coast. But those who were still up and in other time zones may have caught the news during a live broadcast by the Harry James Orchestra. He was playing at the Hotel Astor in New York City.
Harry tells me this tune is really new. Kitty Callan sings it, so as time goes by, keep listening for In Times Like These.
This program of music by Harry James and his orchestra to bring you a bulletin just received in the WOR newsroom. London. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. This, however, is an unsubstantiated enemy claim. We repeat, this is an unsubstantiated enemy claim. Stay tuned to WOR for further details. We return you now to the music of Harry James and his orchestra.
Light dimmed out with darkness all about. In times like these, who would think a dream could be so fair?
The Harry James Orchestra with Kitty Callan on the vocals, appropriately, in times like these. That was early Tuesday morning, June 6, 1944, over the Mutual Network, with the news bulletin from flagship station WOR coming across at approximately 12:45. More from D-Day coming up, but back to the countdown right now. We're up to number 4 on the sales chart, which was the number 1 jukebox record this weekend. It's by Bing Crosby.
I love you. Hums the April breeze. I love you. Echo the hills. I love you. The golden dawn agrees as once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you, that's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you. Start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
A song from the Broadway musical Mexican Hayride, I Love You, Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra. It's the tune that's received the most nickels in the jukeboxes this week. Last week it finished up a 5-week stay at the top spot on the sales chart. This weekend it's down to number 4. Well, this was Invasion Week 1944. D-Day came early Tuesday morning, and after initial news bulletins from German press accounts, it was finally made official.
Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
Good morning, everybody. We have just had the first communique from General Eisenhower's headquarters on the invasion. It is official. We know that the long delay, the anxious days and weeks through which we have all passed are over. The great adventure has begun. The final chapter in the history of the Second World War is being written.
Men and women of the United States, this is a momentous hour in world history. This is the invasion of Hitler's Europe, the zero hour of the Second Front. The men of General Dwight Eisenhower are leaving their landing barges, fighting their way up the beaches into the fortress of Nazi Europe. They are moving in from the sea to attack the enemy under a mammoth cloud of fighter planes, under a ceiling of screaming shells from Allied warships. The first news flashes do not say, but a large proportion of this assault is believed to be in the hands of American men. They are making the attack side by side with the British Tommies who were bombed and blasted out of Europe at Dunkirk. Now, at this hour, they are bombing and blasting their way back again. The world's greatest military undertaking is underway. Casualties in this mammoth operation, in the subsequent drive inland, may reach a dreadful toll.
In his order of the day issued to each man in the Allied Expeditionary Force, General Dwight Eisenhower calls this mighty mission the Great Crusade. He adds, the eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. General Eisenhower makes this solemn promise. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed people of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. The final words of the general's orders have the lift that at this hour in England has raised every heart. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
That was NBC's John Vandercook supplying a pool report for all the networks on shortwave from London. Before that, it was NBC's Robert St. John from New York, and also the first reaction from CBS's H.V. Kaltenborn. The newsrooms were buzzing early Tuesday morning of this week in 1944 with D-Day. And back on the countdown, here's the third top 10 record for Bing Crosby this weekend. His version of I'll Be Seeing You is at number 3.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Boy, I don't know if Bing's voice was any better than it was on that recording. I'll be seeing you. Now 41 years of age, Bing's pipes were as rich and smooth as ever. I'll be seeing you was at number 3 this week, on its way up to number 1 for a 4-week stay, making it his third number 1 of the year. Plus, he's just released Swinging on a Star. So get a tent up and start a fire, because Bing's going to be camping out at the top of the charts all summer long. It's June 1944, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On this edition of Seems Like Old Times, we are dedicating the entire show to the first week of June in 1944. So along with our top 10, we also have a lot of extra records from this weekend 80 years ago. Now this next platter had just been released. It's the Les Brown Orchestra with Butch Stone's vocals and the trumpet by Billy Butterfield. Sunday.
Thinking over Sunday, that one day that I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day that I'm with you.
Another sparkling solo from Billy Butterfield, soaring to lofty heights over the Les Brown Orchestra, along with a piano solo from Billy Rollins and the vocals by Butch Stone. That was Sunday, recorded in the summer of 42 before the musician strike, but just released here in June of 1944. Well, this was a happy time for drummer and band leader Gene Krupa. In January of 43, he had been arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, because he allegedly sent a 17-year-old boy to his hotel room to get marijuana for him. Well, what happened, Krupa had told this boy, who was acting as his valet, to flush the small amount of marijuana down the toilet. Well, instead, the kid put it in his pocket, and the police found it on him. Well, the boy testified against Krupa after being coached by narcotics agents. Krupa was found guilty. Then suddenly, the boy disappeared. Well, at the appeal hearing, the boy, now 18, was found and showed up in an army uniform, testifying that he had lied about the incident, and the conviction was overturned. Well, 1944 was an election year, and President Roosevelt would be running for a fourth term, but the Democratic Party wanted a new vice president. They did not like Henry Wallace. So at the convention in July, Harry Truman would be the nominee, which proved to be historic when FDR died in April of 45. Now, on the Republican side, they didn't want businessman Wendell Willkie again, so New York Governor Thomas Dewey became the front runner, and he would win the nomination. Let's get back to the music from this week in 44. And coming in at number 5 on the jukebox survey this week was Don't Sweetheart Me by the Lawrence Welk Orchestra.
Don't sweetheart me if you don't mean it. Don't talk sweet words if they're not true. Don't tear my heart like it was paper, because my heart loves only you. You can't go around sweethearting others and then pretend that I'm yours exclusively. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me.
Sweetheart Me, the Lawrence Welk Orchestra featuring Wayne Marsh at the microphone. That was a number 8 song on the sales chart, but it made it to number 2 on the jukebox countdown. A few more recent news items. Back on May 24th, something that we didn't know about at the time, and many people probably still don't, it was the West Lock disaster. Some people called it Pearl Harbor 2, but this wasn't an attack. Well, on that day at Pearl, the West Lock section was being used as a staging area for the upcoming Operation Forager, which was the U.S. invasion to retake the Mariana and Palau Islands that were occupied by the Japanese. So that area was filled with a number of vessels, and a mortar round on the LST-353 detonated during an unloading operation. Well, the fire quickly spread, and 163 Navy personnel died, nearly 400 were injured, and 6 ships were destroyed. And right out of the motion picture The Longest Day, on June 1st, the BBC transmits a coded message to underground resistance fighters in France, warning that the invasion of Europe is imminent. It's the first line from the poem Chanson d'automne by Paul Verlaine. And then on the night of June 5th, the BBC sent out the second line of that poem, which, if you've seen the movie, you know, is Wound My Heart with Monotonous Languor, and let the resistance know that the invasion was about to begin. At the same time, U.S. and British paratroopers were dropping behind enemy lines. And here at home that evening, people may have been listening to this song, Good Night Wherever You Are. This is the Russ Morgan Orchestra.
Good night, wherever you are. dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far. With all my heart, I pray everything is all right wherever you are. Good night.
Russ Morgan's orchestra with the leader on the vocals, Good Night Wherever You Are. That was in the top 10 of your hit parade this weekend in 1944, and it would also make top 10 on the jukeboxes and the sales chart. A tune from the class of 44 on today's Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 82 years to June of 1944. And on Tuesday of this week, D-Day, the Allied invasion of Western Europe. The first eyewitness report to come to America came from NBC's Wright Bryan, and then a recording of an infantry landing craft by the BBC's Colin Wills.
In the first hour of D-Day by British double summer time, or a little more than an hour before D-Day began by Greenwich Mean Time, the first spearhead of Allied forces for the liberation of Europe landed by parachute in northern France. In the navigator's dome in the flight deck of a C-47, I rode across the English Channel with the first group of planes from Troop Carrier Command to take our fighting men into Europe. Just before we left French soil for the return trip to England, I watched from the rear door of our plane, named the Snooty, as 17 American paratroopers, led by Lieutenant Colonel, jumped with their arms, ammunition, and equipment into German-occupied France. Our group, at the head of the leading wing from the U.S. 9th Air Force's Troop Carrier Command, was met with only scattering small arms fire from the fields, which were dark and quiet as we entered enemy territory. As we headed back towards the English coast, we saw tracers arching through the air behind us and a steady parade of Allied planes moving out over the course we had just navigated to strengthen the ground forces we had left below. In the channel below us, we could see a few ships, but could not be certain whether they were part of the Armada carrying Allied soldiers to the beaches or attacks which were quickly following the first landings of airborne troops which I had witnessed.
And now there's a signal from the flagship.
All hands to beaching station.
All hands to beaching station. That's the signal for our sailors on board this craft to get ready for the landing. This is the day and this is the hour. The sky is lightning, lightning over the coast of Europe as we go in. The sun is blazing down brightly now. It's almost like an omen, the way it suddenly came out just as we were going in. The whole sky is bright, the sea is a glittering mass of silver, with all these craft of every kind moving across it, and the great battleships in the background blazing away at the shore. There go the craft past us, the other landing craft. I can hear the sound of anti-aircraft fire. There's an enormous cloud of smoke along the shore, not only from the smoke screen, but from this terrific bombardment. All the ships are blazing away now. All around this enormous circle, there are ships. Ships moving in, ships on patrol, ships circling, ships standing to and firing. We're passing close by a cruiser. You can't imagine anything like this march of ships, like soldiers marching in line. I've never seen anything so expressive of intense. It's a purpose shared among many ships and among many hundreds of thousands of fighting men who are going in now to the coast of Europe to do the biggest job they've ever had to do.
The BBC's Colin Wills, and before that, Wright Bryan of NBC, with eyewitness accounts from D-Day, this week, 1944. And back here in America on the Billboard sales chart this weekend, Dick Hames is a part of the top two records. In the runner-up spot, his first big hit collaborating with Helen Forrest.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream my dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chill run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago.
Long Ago and Far Away spent 1 week at number two on the countdown for Helen Forrest and Dick Hames, and it was this week in 1944. They were accompanied by the Camerata Orchestra, and it was just the first of a number of hits for Hames and Forrest. Now, Forrest had just released the single Time Waits for No One, but this version came out first. It's by the Johnny Long Orchestra. Thank you.
the sky. Time waits for no one, goes on endlessly. It's just like a river flowing out to the sea. Love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never, ever return again. So don't let us grow one sweet moment away. I'm waiting for no.
That's the band led by Johnny Long out of Newell, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. And his singer on that one was Patty Dugan out of Preston, Idaho. She sang for a number of orchestras, Larry Clinton, Frankie Carl, Stan Kenton. But there she was out front of Johnny Long's outfit on Time Waits for No One. That would be a top 10 record during the summer of 1944. That was part of the soundtrack of June 1944. And it's getting a spin today, and it got a spin. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. Before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there to find our show schedule and our list of affiliates, plus the archives section where you can listen to previous shows on demand. Send me an email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And you can follow us on social media as well, on Facebook and X, or Twitter if you still call it that. Just look up Seems Like Old Times and give us a follow. Right now, let's take a break from our remembrance of June 1944 and turn on the Performing Now Spotlight. This is the segment where we focus on a modern-day performer who continues the tradition of the standards and the Great American Songbook, and in their own unique and creative style. Well, today we listen to trumpeter Rick Braun. He broke out the flugelhorn for his latest project. Rick Braun plays Chuck Mangione. This is Land of Make-Believe.
Thank you.
Braun there playing flugelhorn and trumpet on Land of Make-Believe. He was accompanied by Tony Polizzi on guitar, Daryl Williams bass, Philip Sace keyboard, drums Gordon Campbell, and on the other percussion it was Lenny Castro. Rick Braun, now 70 years old, out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, from his latest album, Rick Braun plays Chuck Mangione, and performing now on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record from this weekend in June 1944. And of course, the top news story, D-Day. It was Tuesday before dawn. The Allied Expeditionary Force of American, British, Canadian, Polish, and Free French troops begins Operation Overlord, the long-awaited invasion of France. After an intensive naval and aerial bombardment, the first wave of five division, 156,000 men, landed designated beaches in Normandy. This is preceded by the British 6th Airborne Division and some 12,000 paratroopers of the U.S. 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions. These forces are supported by more than 1,200 warships, 1,600 auxiliary ships, and 4,100 landing craft, as well as massive air support, which flies 14,600 sorties that day. The German defenders, stunned and surprised by the massive onslaught, are progressively overwhelmed, and most of the Allied objectives are reached and secured by nightfall.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of a concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies. I have this message for all of you. Although the initial assault may not have been made in your own country, the hour of your liberation is approaching.
In this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph.
President Franklin Roosevelt leading Americans in a moment of prayer, and Supreme Allied Commander Dwight Eisenhower addressing the people of Europe on D-Day, which was Tuesday of this week in 1944. And at the top of the Billboard music charts this weekend, it's the Harry James Orchestra with vocals by Dick Hames, I'll Get By.
I'll get by as long as I have you. There may be rain and darkness too. I won't complain, I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by. As long as I have you,
I'll
liberty may come to me, it's true. But what care I, say I'll get by as long as I have you.
Dick Hames was a solo performer here in the springtime of 1944, but Columbia dusted off that recording from their archives. It was made in April of 1941, when Hames was still with the Harry James Orchestra. I'll Get By was the seventh number one for the James Band. It spent 6 weeks at number one, and it topped the chart on this day in June of 1944. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It has been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.